Father of some study someday, after I secured myself in today's world. I had not spent all my time just waiting for Narayan to decide the time was ripe to let me in on a few secrets. Over the weeks I had done my listening among the men, had dropped a question here and there to hundreds of individuals, and had put together a fair picture of the Kena cult as it was seen from outside. Every living Taglian had heard Kena's name and believed she existed. Every Taglian had heard of the Stranglers. They thought of them more as bandits and gangsters than as religious fanatics. And not one in 100 believed the Stranglers existed today. They were something from the past, eradicated during the last century. I mentioned that to Narayan. He smiled.
That is our greatest tool, mistress. No one believes we exist. You have seen how Sindhu and I make little effort to hide from the men. We go among them and say we are the feared and most famous Stranglers, and they had better not displease us. And they don't believe us. But they fear us even so, because they know stories and think we might try imitating the deceivers of old.
There are some who believe, I suspect those include Smoke, the Radisha, and some others in high places.
Always, just enough.
He was a sinister little man, and probably really a vegetable peddler honored in his community as a good goonie, good father, good grandfather. But during the dry season, when large portions of the Taglian population were on the move for reasons of trade, he would be too, with his band, pretending to be travelers like other travelers, murdering those others when the opportunity arose. He was good at that, obviously. That was why Sindhu thought so highly of him. Now I understood their caste system. It was based on number of successful murders. Narayan was, likely, secretly a wealthy man. The followers of Kena always robbed their victims. They were more egalitarian than other cults. Narayan, of low caste and cursed with a Shadar name, had become Jamadar of his band. Because he was a brilliant tactician and favored of Kena, meaning he was lucky, I assumed, according to Sindhu, he was famous among the Stranglers, a living legend.
He doesn't need arm holders, Sindhu said. Only the best black cloths kill so quickly and efficiently that they don't need arm holders.
A living legend and my lieutenant. Interesting. Arm holders? He used the word as a title more than as a job description.
A band consists of many specialists, mistress. The newest members begin as gravediggers and bone breakers. Many never advance beyond that level, for they develop no skill with the Rumal. The Yellow Rumal men are the lowest-ranked Stranglers, apprentices. They seldom have a chance to kill, being mostly assigned as arm holders for Red Rumal men and as scouts and victim finders. Red Rumal men do most of the strangling. Few win the Black Rumal. Those almost always become Jamadars, or priests. The priests do the divining and take omens, intercede with Kena, and keep the chronicles and accounts of the company. When it becomes necessary, they act as judges.
I was never a priest, Narayan said. A priest has to be educated.
Never a priest, but once a slave. He'd managed to keep his Rumal throughout his captivity. I wondered if he had fought back, dealing silent death.
Sometimes, when the moment was propitious, he admitted. But Kena teaches us not to